views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hi, everybody. It is Leslie Fontaine. It is Sheer Alchemy. It is a day to transform. It is a day to shift. If you are in the place I'm talking about today, which is going from emptiness to abundance, then this is the show for you. You can find more information about me at LeslieFontaine.com. That's FONTEYNE.com. And I encourage you to go there for information about what I do, how I shift you. You know, we're in a radio format here where there's a limitation of time and how much we can do. And I so honor what so many of you are presenting, because a lot of what I talk about on this show is going into the deep, heavy stuff. It's going into the empty place like today. So I'm glad to work with you on the lines. I also want you to know that you are free to call me after the show to discuss further what you bring up, because I truly honor and respect what it takes for you to walk through what you're doing and to come out on the other side and be all that you are. And that's what this show is about today, being all that you are. You are here on purpose. You are not a mistake. The situation you're in is practically perfect. As bad as it might seem, as difficult as it might seem, what you're surrounded with, so many things in our lives get our attention, don't they? When everything's going great, we tend to get right onto autopilot. We don't stop. We carry on life as usual. We get really comfy in our comfort zones, and we don't really think twice about the choices we make. And yet, when we are in a difficult spot, when we're in that hard place, all of a sudden, every decision, every moment's choice seems critical, crucial. As if, can I shift this way? Can I shift that? We question everything. What is it about that hard place? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. Often when we are on the journey from emptiness to abundance, we're in this place where there's a big part of us wanting to step into all that we are. We're not doing it yet. And I often call it the cosmic 2x4. You know, something got your attention, didn't it? It stopped you. And it stopped you because, honestly, you've been praying for it. You've been wanting it. You've been wanting the change. You've been wanting the new path, the new agenda. Something was missing. There was kind of that underlying dis-ease, discomfort, not sure that you're doing the right thing. Now, let's not confuse that with a little nervousness, fear, or excitement, or the courage it takes to step into the new. Okay, those are two totally separate things. One is, you know, I've been living below my potential. I'm doing less than I'm capable of. I don't know what that means entirely, but there's some things that have come to mind. The other is discomfort, because I'm about to step into something brand new, and I don't know how to do it. I don't have the tools. I don't have the capabilities. I don't know what I need. And then we've got our mind that wants to come in and just go, well, how are you going to do that? How are you going to make that happen? Where are you going to get the tools? Where are you going to get the money? Where are you going to get the support? So we have emotions then after that. Well, you're not that good. Well, you're not good enough. You're not strong enough. You're depressed. Why are you depressed? You should be happy. The shoulds come in and start beating down the door. You name it. So if you're in this space and I'm talking to you, then stay tuned. This is a great, great show. I want to go ahead and give out the 800 number for you to call in. It is 1-800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And again, you can go to my website, Leslie Fontaine at, well, it's LeslieFontaine.com. Sorry about that. And you can get a lot of information about some support tools, products, and where I'm going to be. About to start some traveling soon, so maybe coming to your area. So when we hit this empty place, there is a lot of fear and terror because we think that we should always feel great. We have our affirmations, we've got our positive thoughts, we've got, oh my God, I can't let any negativity, you know, be spoken out of my mouth. So this empty place, sometimes we go too long before we acknowledge what's happening within us. And we do that because, in a sense, we're almost ashamed of it. We feel guilty that it's happening. We're not sure we should tell anyone because either they think we're so strong or they think that, you know, they've got some Band-Aids, some placebo to throw onto that thing. And so we hide it longer than we should. And many of us, many of my clients have told me often something to the effect of, you know, I tolerated the situation too long. I put up with it too long. I stayed in the job, relationship, town, whatever, too long. And what was that? Well, if you check into your field right now and you go into your heart space, and some of you are feeling a real tightness right now, the feeling is that you let your moment of opportunity go. And that's a real sad feeling. And some of us, if we look back honestly, can remember numerous times where we got the warning signal. We were told, we were, you know, we got the nudge. We saw things, we heard things. I'll have so many clients I talk to that will tell me, I don't see, I don't hear. By the time I'm done working with them, they'll start telling me 13 times that they were warned, that they were told, that they were shown, that they heard. You do hear. So sometimes this empty place, this void, is another wake-up call. I want to clear one thing up, though. It's not too late, okay? You're still kicking. You're still alive, even if you're on your sickbed, even if you've endured devastating loss, and we had a recent caller who had. It is not too late. You're still here. So what we then have to realize is that we're here to make a contribution. We're here to raise our vibration. We're here to be light and love in the world. We're here to be a guide. And here we are looking at ourselves in this moment, thinking, what do I have to guide anyone with when I'm in the state I'm in? But that's the magic of this moment. That's the magic of the empty place. The magic of the empty place is where you're going to create something magnificent. So a lot of you right now already, I'm so thrilled. You're loosening up in your heart space. You're opening it up wide. I want you to throw open the door. I want you to throw open the opportunities of your spirit. Just release it out. Take off all the limitations. Take off all the hindrances. Everything that is telling you, well, if it doesn't happen through a job and it doesn't happen through this person and it doesn't happen in this town and if it doesn't happen with these tools, then I've thrown away my life. Really? You know that's not true. Everything's brought you to this pivotal moment. Everything. You have not wasted your time. You have not wasted anything. Sometimes we put far too much emphasis on what's going on in our 3D world and we miss the big picture. We miss it. We've done some major shifts. You guys are not where you were 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. You have evolved. You have shifted. Now, I call this thing same energy, different outfit. If you keep repeating this thing because you really don't want to shift out of it, that's something else. But again, if you're listening right now, if you're in this empty spot, then this is your opportunity to open the door to the unlimited exponential opportunities of what it's providing you with, to allow source to come in, to invite your light beings, to bring in all the fabulous hierarchy in right now, and watch your energy shift. Let your eyes get open. I ask you and I caution you not to just give in to any fear that shows up that starts shutting down what's coming to you. We're going to take a break. And during this break, I want you to start writing down for me what has come to you in the last year, in the last few years, in the last 10 years. What has been coming to you to step into? And then we're going to talk about how we sort of don't let that happen. And how can we make that happen? It's amazing how almost effortless an energetic shift can be. We do not have to make a big announcement. I've told you this a few times. You do not have to let your neighbors know. You don't have to let your coworkers know. You don't even have to let anyone that you have a relationship with know. This is an energetic shift in your field. I want to walk through this with you. I want you to see how the ship begins to turn on the inside. And then I am going to ask you to write me after within a week to 2 weeks, you begin to see the energy shift around you, the opportunities open up. You're also going to see sometimes where you shut things down, and that's information. That's not you blew it. That's just information. Okay? So our number again is 1-800-930-2819, 800-930-2819, and you're listening to Leslie Fontaine and Sheer Alchemy.
Of a line for what it's worth. Here comes the train upon the track, and there goes the pain. It cuts to black.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doctor loves quickies. Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
To take a step, you can't take back.
Hey everybody, it's Leslie Fontaine. We're doing Sheer Alchemy. Yes, we are doing it, and I hope in the break that you followed what I was asking you to do, which was to take a look within about what's presenting to you in this empty space. Let's look at the fear of emptiness just for a quick second here. When we have an empty place, it's this feeling that we're not achieving, we're not accomplishing. We've made a mistake. We don't know what to do. Nothing's working. I think I've heard that line a million times. Nothing's working. It's not working. And this empty place is also very quiet, mainly because you're listening to yourself. You're having to go within yourself and take a look at what it is that's surfacing for you. We have so much noise around us. We have the agendas of other people in our lives. They know what they want out of us today. They want, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They want us to be at work. They want us to do certain projects. They want us to accomplish certain things. We're super clear on what other people are wanting from us. Then we have other people's values about what's important. I've had a friend who was a real estate agent, and everything came through the filter of everyone needs a home. Well, that may be, may not be. What is the truth for you? We have our culture, and our culture is very accomplishment-oriented, very activity-oriented. And if we stay too long in a quiet space, or we stay too long not knowing what our direction is, we get uncomfortable because our culture doesn't really allow for that. So take a look at some of the noise factors in your life right now and just outline them. And you can hear the voices. I often ask people to go, whose voice is that? Who's speaking to you? What's it saying? What's it telling you about you? You're not moving fast enough. You're not good enough. You should feel guilty. You should. I mean, 1,000 things, right? You start something and you don't do it fast enough. So there's almost a message about you're slow. Where did that come from? When you were young? You know, I tell the story often of a creative friend of mine that I had when I was a teenager, and she was making these posters for a school dance. And it was torture for me to watch her because she took forever. But what she created was beautiful. What she created was amazing. So I learned at that time that artists are on a whole different wavelength. You know, they're on a whole different clock. They don't operate in some of the other ways that we might accept in our culture, but their output is just tremendous and beautiful. So what is your output? Who are you? Where do you put the squeeze on yourself and say, oh, I can't do that. I can't take time for this. I can't take time for that. Where are you bringing in that tightness in your field? The attachments are the other thing that's occurring in the empty place that may be falling down, that may be frittering away. The attachments are saying, well, if you step into that, you'll lose this. You step into that, you'll displease those people. If you step into that and take the time for that, you won't be able to make money doing X, Y, and Z. So there's all these messages. Document those. Where are these coming from? Because the next question is it true? So again, why am I calling this the empty place? Ultimately, the empty place is about listening to yourself. It's about listening to your own voice. You have no idea until you try this how you really do not want to hear from yourself. It's amazing. We don't trust ourselves, and this comes from a deep part of ourselves, our inner child, a lot of the messaging that we learned from our parents and our ancestral line about how our voice isn't to be trusted. Our desires aren't to be trusted. We'll look for a counselor. We want a psychic to tell us. And let me tell you, going to the wrong psychic, going to the wrong counselor is not a good thing to do. Because while you may get feedback, there's something that doesn't necessarily resonate, or it feels worse. You've really got to get very clear on what's coming up within you. So why is it so hard to listen to ourselves? Why did we learn that our voice wasn't adequate? So many of you, if you think back to who you were, some of the choices you wanted to make in life, some of the career choices you made, you might have towed the line, followed the instructions of the wise ones around you, and yet deep within, like in your second, in your solar plexus, you just felt like you were caving. You were giving into something that wasn't truly authentic to you. So again, this empty place is about your authenticity. It's about your truth. Why do we get so frightened of our truth? Think about that one. Why is your truth so frightening? Many clients that I work with, they will tell me that the implication of their truth may not be good. Or if we release everything and we release it to source, that must be bad. And where did we get this idea that if we're not fully in control and we're not fully aware, that we're blowing it? So again, this empty place is significant. I hope you are writing this down. I hope you are going to listen to this over and over again. For those of you in this place, this is a moment of exploration. This is a moment of stretching. This is a moment to create. This is a moment to step into all that you are. When you think of the greats that we maybe acknowledge in our society as those who've accomplished magnificent things, they all had this moment. They all had this idea place. The difference is that they didn't smash it down. They didn't crush it. And as a matter of fact, when they experienced failure in numerous attempts, they didn't quit. So this opportunity is also a gift to identify, why do we quit? What is it that causes us to stop, to just throw up our hands, to not even try? Each one of you has something special that you've been given, something that you're to manifest on the planet, something that you're to give. It could be, you know, something very quiet and unseen, but it's you. It could be something that's in a shop where you're maybe even serving coffee, but you're being the light to so many people, and they know you and you greet them by name. I remember the security guard in an office building in town, and he made it his point to greet everyone going up and down the escalators, walking through the building with just the kindest of faces, the most generous of smiles, the warmth in his voice, and even greeting those he knew by name. That was his commitment, and you saw it. He could have just been a security guard, but he made a commitment to his light. So sometimes, to tack on to what our vision is supposed to be, we have sometimes a vision of grandeur. And the grandeur comes from a place of ego, which is, I need to be important. And if I can't achieve it within about 6 months, or I can't get the acknowledgement of peers or those whose voice and approval I value, then what I'm doing and who I'm being is not significant. Again, take a look at where these voices come from, because what's happening is that you're denying your own joy, you're denying your own happiness, and you're denying your own ability to create. We can't create very well from a place of guilt, shame, fear, self-criticism. These are hard places to create from because we cycle back through the lesson that we just completed that brought us to this empty place. So I want to give you the number again, 800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And I hope you'll give a call, because in this next phase, we're going to talk about how we create in the empty place. Because we create in that empty place on our own. This is about your voice, your power, your strength, your essence. It's about all that you are. This is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy, and we'll come back after the break to hear what you've got to say about that.
you can't take back. Taking all the punches you could take, took them all right on the chin.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
You got what it takes, you can win. Today is your day to begin. Don't give up here, don't you quit. The moment is now, this is it. Know that you can, then you will.
Hello again, it's Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy. Our number is 800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We're talking about going from emptiness to abundance, the journey. And if you're in the middle of this one, this is for you. And if you have friends that just can't even mobilize, this is a great show for them. So do share it with them. This is service work. It's an honor to carry the energy. It's an honor to carry the light. And all of us have that opportunity. All of us are on the cusp of that. Every one of us, not one of us is a mistake. We tend to get so lost in whether we're doing something important and whether everyone's recognizing us. And so often we're clearing off that residue, that stuff that causes the judgment to come into our lives, that causes the guilt, so that we can shine, so that we can shine brightly. So let this be your moment. You know, it's easy to say that we're in the middle of an opportunity, but it's another thing when we're in that empty place, isn't it? It's another thing entirely when we are feeling like we're in the basement of our own building. So right now, from the ashes, let's rise up. Let's step into it. And let's listen to your voice. Let's listen to who you are. Let's not be afraid of your voice. Let's not be afraid of what you're saying. You know, we're so afraid that we might sound angry, resentful, all this stuff. We might be seeing people that we blame. All this is data, folks. This is data. So notice this and go, wow, what in my field drew this? What in my field chose this? Why am I in this lesson? How can I shift out of it? How can I move to the next thing, step into the next thing? That's what we're doing today. So very, very exciting here. Let's take a look at our choices. Maybe we haven't made the best to this point. If we were to tweak, if we were to switch, what would it be? How would we create anew? If something has come at you like the cosmic 2x4, you've gone through a loss, you've been hit with a change that was unexpected, you know, don't panic. Just sit with this a bit and take a look and go, wow, what is this message here? If we've been an excessive giver, is it time to receive? If we've spent, you know, huge amounts of money and felt like we've overdone it, and now is it a time to just reel it back in, pull it back in? If we have a lot of people in our lives, none of whom are true, genuine friends, what is that about? So take a look at what you've brought into your life and what you're unwilling to let go of. And now in this empty place, are you willing to begin to shift? That's what we're talking about. So, Benny, it looks like we have a caller.
Yep. We'll take Noreen calling in from Kirkland. Noreen, welcome to the show. What's up?
Thank you so much. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Noreen.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. So tell me what's happening.
Well, I'm kind of at a crossroads.
Yeah.
And I'm not quite sure which direction I need to take off in.
Okay.
I've been working all my life for other people, with a few sporadic things, doing things on my own for myself.
Yeah.
Now I'm at a place I would kind of like to retire into my own business.
Okay.
Myself.
All right.
And I've got several different options, and I'm not quite sure which ones to go with.
Okay. And so which ones does your heart resonate with, or do you have something that comes in really fast and clips off the answer?
Energy healing.
Okay. And what clips off the answer?
What?
What clips off after that? In other words, what you say energy healing, and then what comes in? You've got some background noise there, so just wanted to let you know that. After you... get the sense of stepping into energy healing, and you say yes. I'm just getting a lot of things coming up the back of your neck right now. What steps in to stop it or check what you should step into?
I think one of the biggest things that steps in is I hear, you know, voices from my past saying, "What makes you think you can do that?"
And are they right, or are they the self-doubt questions?
Probably the self-doubt. I know that, you know, I've taken, I have my Reiki 1 and 2, and planning on getting my Reiki Masters next
Wonderful.
Month.
Wonderful.
And so I know that I can do it. I know that the energy is there. It's just the scary part about taking off on my own and you know, generating my own income instead of working hours for somebody for them to pay me.
Right. So one thing that we want to do, Noreen, is first of all to release any of the outcomes because you're feeling guided to go ahead and get your Reiki Masters certification. And you step into that. And then the next thing reveals, right? So it begins to open things up. And you take the limitations off of how it's going to happen, how it's going to unfold, who's going to walk in. So right now I'm just going into your second and in your third. And we're just going to open them really wide right now. And also in your heart space, there's some fear, like just like you've said. And we want to clear out some of the core fear that if you step into all that you are, you'll make a mistake, you'll make a wrong decision. There's a lot of doubt about your voice, which is what we've been talking about. about your truth. And the other part is that there's a part of you that really wants to be very happy. And there's a way you check it. And you've done this, you know, a long time where, you know, rather than get too happy, too out of control, and I'm feeling it, you know, up in the back of your neck here. We're just going to open that up right now. But just really allow yourself to feel the joy about stepping into healing. Forget outcomes, forget money, forget finances for a moment. Just really allow yourself to feel that joy. We're just opening your heart space really wide right now, and we're bringing in some masters and archangels, and we're clearing out any core fear that if you choose or if you make a statement about how you love to be a healer, how this is your gift, that you're making a mistake, that you're not going to make money. Release all that out. This is a much bigger part of your journey. You've gone through numerous things, Noreen, numerous things in life, and you've squashed yourself over and over and over again. And this time, this is about stepping into it. This is about allowing it. But let go of some of the expectations about how funding comes in, what the schedule's going to look like. Do you have to quit your job? Sometimes our inner child gets really alarmed and throws out some very extreme scenarios to us, like, well, how are you going to make a living? You know, just panic. And we haven't even, you know, quit our job yet, right?
Right.
So just notice the alarm and the fear and realize you don't have to just drop everything to step into this. You know, many people moonlight as healers. Many people do it on their weekends. Many people are in this process that's much grander than just their healing work. They're stepping into so much more about their truth. And the sense I get right now for you is this whole path of trusting yourself. Because as you heal, as you very well know, when you're working with someone and bringing in the healing energies and you have some, you know, psychic awareness about what's going on in their bodies, you have to really trust your own voice, right? You have to trust what's coming to you. So this is the continuation for you. This is the continuation. I think you know what to do, but much of it is going to be releasing the judgments and explanations of outcomes to others. Just, you know, it's okay to keep your own special secret and just share it with those that understand you. That's the other part of you. You've lived two lives for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's okay, right? Because, you know, you're not done yet. You're just beginning. I mean, I see you doing expos. I see you being very present and enjoying the experimentation. So don't put such a heavy burden on the healing gift right now. This is a real powerful thing you have.
Okay.
Okay, and listen, we can talk again later about, you know, how you begin to, you know, create the finances and bring all that in. But right now, it's just real clear that this is a big yes for you. Yes, I'm stepping into this. Yes, I'm creating it. Yes, I don't know how it's all going to unfold, but I'm acknowledging the gift and I'm acknowledging my voice and I'm acknowledging the healing that comes through me.
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds a lot more manageable. So I'm excited for you. And the other thing would be just really allow yourself to get happy and smile about it, you know? Just really let yourself have the joy about it because people are missing you right now. People who need your healing are missing you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You bet. What a great call. It's so awesome. Sometimes, you know, we affix great, great expectations to something that's just beginning. I talk often about this being our baby in the incubator, you know, when the thought, the desire comes to us about what we're creating, what we're making happen, we're afraid, you know, that we're not going to put the grown-up work suit on this infant, and it's not time yet. So step through what is revealed now. Step through what you're being shown now. Allow yourself to just really swim in it and enjoy it. We are so afraid of enjoying the gifts and the visions and the opportunities that show up for us. And that is so critical to how we step into the next thing. So I want you all to think about that as we go into our next break, our final break. And if you're wanting to step through something that's showing up for you and you're experiencing that empty place, I hope you will call. The number is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And if you're wanting more information about me and how I can work with you to help you step into the next part of your life, how you want to shift the energies within your field and to open up your heart space so that you can be all that you are, I hope you'll check out my website. It's LeslieFontaine.com, LeslieFontaine.com. I've also got some great CDs that are meditation CDs, but they're clearing CDs. So there's some that many of my clients will do every other day, just constantly clearing out the interferences in their fields that keep them from stepping into all that they are. So do check it out.
Everything's going your way today. Today. Today.
Mia Simone is an avant-garde intuitive consultant, visionary, coach, and entrepreneur who guides her daily life using the gifts of her inner being. She is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. Learn about the science of energy, quantum physics, and the ancient knowledge of understanding how to predict and change your future. Establish focus and expand your self-confidence, personal power, and create direction. For intuitive readings and coaching, contact Mia at 310-409-0333 or visit her website at www.psychicmiasimone.com.
We all seem to have something in our lives that we would like to shift, and there are a variety of ways to implement change. But many times we try several approaches but still don't get what we want. Why is that? Well, it turns out that there are universal principles governing change that you probably haven't heard about before, which determine whether or not we are successful in getting what we want. Following these principles leads to positive, lasting change, but ignoring them keeps us stuck. So if you are struggling in at least one area of your life, then you are missing an essential ingredient in your recipe of change. Want to learn the keys to success? Join me, Christine Upchurch, on Saturday, April 25th in Seattle for a day-long experiential workshop, helping you create your personalized roadmap for change. Empower yourself to transform your life so you can live more vibrantly. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Stones, all they can break are your bones. And life's gonna kick you around and then kick you again.
Hi there. Thank you all so much for listening today and for many of you for lending your energy and support to those that are really stepping into this empty place, that are really going to take the courage that they need to have to walk through it. This is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy, and we are doing an alchemical shift. We are choosing to change our direction, to move in a new way. That's the gift of the empty place. Don't be afraid when the doubts surface, when you get the idea, okay, I need to do this. And then immediately you question yourself. This is a part of the growth moment, okay? So remember, our inner child loves to freak out and tell us, oh my God, don't go there. It's going to be terrible. The house is going to burn down. You're going to lose your job. Everyone's going to leave you. Those extreme things are really not realistic if you were to examine it. So go ahead, jot it down, note it, and go, is this true? Is that really going to happen? So many times that voice has kept you from stepping into something because in the past maybe it was true when you were a child, but now you're not. Now you can step into it. So, Benny, we've got a caller, I believe.
Yeah, we'll take Karen calling in from Everett. So, Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, Karen, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, and you?
Wonderful. So what's going on with you in your work world?
Well, I thought you were talking directly to me with that quick little intro that you did, because I am kind of freaking out because some of the work is falling away, and then the stuff that I'm working on to manifest, I feel like I've got blocks to.
Uh-huh. What a gift.
And I just... Pardon?
What a gift.
Okay.
I know. It's crazy to think of it that way, isn't it?
Well, it really is. But, you know, in some aspects, it's absolutely the truth, because
yeah,
we get to learn so much about ourselves.
We do.
And yet, you know, we still have to pay our bills.
Correct. But see, that's an old voice, too. See, do you hear that?
Ah.
You hear that one? I mean, right there, shut down, shut down, shut down. So it's interesting that this moment, you know, we get scared of this empty place. We get scared of our voice. We get scared of the doubts that surface. And then when we overly question, we almost get paralyzed, right? We just almost get immobile. And so this is not your first time at the rodeo, is it, Karen? You've done this before.
Yes.
And you know how it's worked before. And we all have this. So we all have this thing where we can bring in the same stuff different day. All right? We know how. And, you know, the same energy, different outfit, the same boss again and again, the same job quality again and again, the same salary level again and again. And when you're in this place you're at right now, you want to check in, and that's what I hear in you. So I'm excited for you. I get a lot of tightness in your heart space and a lot of fear in your second, which is about creating security, okay? So already you're freaked out and you haven't done anything, right? And that's what happens to us. It's awesome, right? It's awesome. It just happens that way. And so here we are. Today's the new day. I love that song we're playing today, because you don't have to do it the same way you did last time. So this time, let's just think about this one, because I'm just getting you releasing in the back of your neck already. It's starting to let go. And we're opening your heart space really wide. Your second is doing great. So quickly you've shifted. And I really want to compliment you on that, because some people hold on a long, long time. But you came in ready, okay? And by the way, we can talk again later after the show. So here you are. So what's coming to you? And just really the first thing that's coming to you to do about the situation, what you're doing, where you're going.
Well, at first I had calmness. I feel much calmer than I did when I called in initially.
Beautiful.
And the next thing I just heard was step up.
Okay, great. So then, keep going. You're doing great. See, I just love you right now, because you are walking through this in real time. Just stay with it. Just keep going. Just hang.
Yeah, and then with that, it's like all these emotions are ready to start flooding up.
Okay, good. Beautiful, because they're ready to go, right? Because you are that awesome, Karen. You are awesome.
Uh-huh.
You are special. You do hear. And you are worth being supported. You are loved. All this is coming in. And now we want to shift out all the energies that say the opposite, right? We're just letting go of all those voices, all those people, all those hurts, lots of hurt. So releasing those, just sending out a lot of forgiveness energy, just going, you know what? I don't have to be in agreement with those contracts anymore, to be treated as less than, to be less than, to be at the mercy, to be a victim. I choose I choose abundance right now. I choose to draw in the supportive, loving energies of bosses, friends, environments. Lots of judgment energies, just releasing those out right now. They're coming in. There's a lot of old rules in your field, especially up in your seventh, which is where we store some of the things we attribute to spirit, you know, and they're not really that way. They're kind of harsh. You got a lot of harsh ones there. Mean ones.
Mm-hmm.
So just allowing yourself to let them go. And listen, sometimes we're afraid to let them go. So what's coming to me to tell you right now is there's parts of you afraid of letting these go because there's another voice in your field saying, well, how will I know what the rules are?
True. And what are the rules? And are there rules?
Exactly. So what's going to be great is for you to stay in this place, and it's going to be a little uncomfortable for you. So remember all that part I was talking about. It's okay to be a little uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to create the wide space for you right now, just really open space. And we're going to bring in the good stuff now. We're just bringing in some really high-level vibrations, high-level energies for you, some of the light beings that like to work with you, and you draw some in too. Bring in those, you have some guidance. They like to come invited. They do not come uninvited. Just bring them in. And now I just want you to just notice what's intuitively coming to you now. So just sit with it a second. What's coming your way? It's okay if it's a pause for a bit. It's okay. So what's coming?
All that I'm kind of getting at this time is just brightness.
Uh-huh. You carry a lot of good stuff, and you are worthy of that. There's something that's majorly shifting for you right now, Karen, and I want you to hold the space, and out of this space, we're going to begin to draw in the serendipitous, limitless, fabulous opportunities. Everything that tells you that you can't do it, all those so-called reasonable thoughts, just releasing them out. We're drawing in your new work. We're drawing in your new funding. We're drawing in your new partnerships. Clearing out the part of your heart that doesn't feel worthy to do this. You've got an I've got to work hard for money thing. I've got to work hard to earn approval thing. So releasing that out, that's what's making your heart really tight right now. And there's going to be some people, some names, some places that come to you that you're to step into. But it's out of this place. Do you see the difference in your energy field now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then noticing where you're tight again, like in your second and in your third, you're getting a little tight again. And this is
the fear came back up.
Exactly. And again, you just go, okay, what's the fear about? Can I release that? Can I let it go? All right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what you repeatedly do. You continually do. I let that go too. Am I helpless? No. Am I a child? No. Am I going to be thrown on the street tomorrow? No. So just continue to go with all these, you know, these extreme things and just going, I'm drawing in these relationships and these situations that are a good match for my energy. And I'd love to talk to you again if you want to. I'd love for you to tell me what happens after this, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. And that was just a super call to walk through. And I appreciate so much, Karen, letting us do that in real time. And all of you that were listening to that, do the same. We tend to shortcut and panic when we don't have the answer or we start to feel the tightness again. Let that go. It's going to come to you. All right. This is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy. It has been an absolute pleasure being with you today. I hope for a lot of you in Radio Land that you are shifting and transforming. Please go to transformationtalkradio.com to see more about me or to my site, lesliefontaine.com. And I am wishing you an absolute fabulous week of creation.
You've been listening to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.